Perek Nuntes. The following words of rebuke from Yeshaya. It doesn't say when this nevuah was said. It's obviously applicable in all times that it seems a message for us. We'll see the words of tochacha, of rebuke. We just concluded the words of the Navi, how a person should spend a fast day, what a person should accomplish, how Hashem would like to see a fast day where you care for the poor and you halo pareis l'rois l'achmecha, you share your bread, and then you'll call out and Hashem will answer you. But now it's as if Klal Yisrael feels that we were told how things would be good if we had the proper fast days. But the reality, the way we see it, is that things are difficult. Yeshua hasn't come. Klal Yisrael is still suffering. And the Navi says, Perek Nuntes Pasuk Aleph, Hein lo katzri yad Hashem mehoshia. Surely the hand of Hashem, kaviyachol, is not short. It's not katzri yad Hashem. Hashem's hand is not limited. Is too small, mehoshia, from saving us. Hashem can do whatever he wants. If the Yeshua didn't happen, it's not that Hashem is unable to bring it. V'lo chavda ozno mishmoa, and his ear, kaviyachol, is not heavy, which would prevent him from hearing. Hashem hears everything going on. It's not like Hashem is not aware of our suffering. So if Hashem knows what we're going through, and Hashem is able to save us, so why hasn't the Yeshua come? Well, where's the salvation? Kim avono seichem hoyum avdilim. And the Novi answers the question, it's only because avono seichem, your avonos, your iniquities, your averus, that created a barrier Beinechem levein elokeichem, between you and your God. V'chatoseichem, in your transgressions, histiru funi mikem. That caused Hashem to kaviyachol hide his face from you. Mishmoa, from hearing our calls. An avon comes from the word like to be me'uvos, to be crooked. An avon comes from a wrong hashkafa, wrong beliefs, a crooked, a warped mind. That's an avon. A chatos is a less severe avera. Like the Gemara says, b'shogeg, if a person does an avera because he's unaware, that's called a chait. Or if a person does it because of a taiva, he has certain desires, so he sins. So it's almost as if he's blinded because he's so excited about the averi. So he has such a strong lust. That's called a chait. When a person is not in the heat of passion, he plans to do an averi. Because of his mind decides he doesn't really care and he's going to do the wrong thing. That's an avon. And therefore there are two levels. Ki avonos seichem, your avonos, an avera that's premeditated, that's thought about, that's a planned act, that creates almost like a barrier. That makes a separation between you and Hashem. V'chatoseichem, and your chatos, which again is the less severe avera. A person's not careful, he does averas b'shogeg. Your chatos don't make a physical barrier, but it causes Hashem to be hidden from us. Histiru fonim mikem mishmoa. That's what's caused kaviyachol Hashem's face to be hidden from you, that he doesn't hear. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Samach Heyam and Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing certain practices that we really don't comprehend nowadays, because a whole bunch of like sorcery and magic and things like that, which communicating with the dead. We don't, you know how this is exactly done. But the Gemara mentions on Samach Eimad Beis about Vidori Shel HaMesim, somebody who inquires from the dead. And the Gemara says that Hamari V'atzmo, it's referring to somebody who starves himself, V'holich V'lon B'veis HaKvaros, and then he goes and he sleeps in the cemetery, Kadesha Tishol of Ruach Tumah, and somehow the fact that he's suffering and he's separated from the physical pleasures and he lies and he sleeps in a place of Tumah in the cemetery, he's more susceptible to that spiritual impurity, and therefore he gets a Ruach Tumah, and then he's able to communicate in whatever he can. He's Dorish El HaMesim, he's inquiring from the dead, he seeks out the dead, and he gets this Ruach Tumah. Ukshay Rabbi Akiva Magil Mikro Zeho Yeboche. When Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, that somebody's able to somehow bring on himself a spirit of Tumah, Rabbi Akiva used to cry. Uma Hamari V'atzmo. And shows again, whenever you see a pasuk like this, you know, it's the greatest intellectuals, the greatest minds, the greatest gedolim, but they had a sensitivity and emotional awareness, and they could look at the same pasuk we look at, and it brings them to cry. Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk that there's a guy who starves himself, sleeps in the cemetery, and he gets some type of spirit of impurity. So he would cry. Well, what did he cry about? He said like this, Uma hamari v'atzmo kidei shetisho lov ruach tumah. Can you imagine this? A person is starving himself because he wants to get a spirit of impurity, and he's successful. Shoro lov ruach tumah. So hamari v'atzmo kidei shetashro lov ruach tahara alachas kama v'kama. So imagine a person who starves himself. He fasts and he avoids all the pleasures of the world. He's starving himself because he wants to become like a malach. He wants to become holy, spiritual. He should certainly get a spirit of tahara. He should be merit prophecy, which of course did not exist in the times of Rabbi Akiva. But a person should be able to be zoche to a special ruach tahara. And yet we see that there were a lot of chachomim and gedolim who aspired to that, and they didn't receive the ruach tahara that Rabbi Akiva was looking for. Avol ma aseh? But Rabbi Akiva said, how could I explain it that people are able to become tamei, they can get a ruach hatumah, and yet it seems that we're not able to get the ruach tahara? Avol ma aseh shavo nosenu garmolanu. Our Averis is what caused it. And he brings our Pasuk. Shenemar kim avonos seichem hoyum avdilim beinechem levein elokeichem. Your avonos made a barrier between you and Hashem. So when we were learning the Haftorah, it seemed that in general we're feeling, where's the Geula, we're suffering, why doesn't Hashem intercede for us? And the Novi explains, because your Averis are making a blockage. The Gemara understands it, that in a spiritual sense, if not for the Averos, we could reach spiritual heights that would be unimaginable. And Rabbi Akiva was aware that even for people on his stature, even for the greatest Gedolim and Tzadikim, their Averos are making a separation. And then the Gemara brings a different explanation of this pasuk. Amar Rava. Rava said, Ibod Sadiki. If Sadikim wanted, Boru Alma, they could create a world. Shenemar, it says, Ki avonoseichem hayu mavdilim. Your Averis are the only thing separating between you and Hashem. Meaning Hashem would give a person a power that he could be a creator like God himself. If a person didn't have any Averis, he would be given the power to create the world. And the Gemara continues. Rava Bara Gavra. Rava created, made a person. He made a golem. Made a person. Shadri the commander of Zera, he sent him to Reb Zera. So a guy walked into Reb Zera's room, he came to greet Reb Zera. Havakom ishtoi bahadei. So Reb Zera was speaking to him. V'lo havakom haderlei. And the one he was speaking to didn't respond. He was mute. But Reb Zera comprehended. Amarlei said to him, Min chavrayat. I can tell you're from one of our chabura. You're from one of the chachamim. You're not a regular flesh and blood who's born from a woman. You must have been created by one of the chachamim. Hodel afrech. Go back to your dirt. Return to dust. And you should no longer be moving and living to whatever extent the golem lives. Rav Chanina Rav Oshia was sitting together every Erev Shabbos v'aski b'sefer Yetzira, and they were involved in the Sefer Yetzira, the book of creation, with all the secrets of Kabbalah. Umivru lehu igla tilsa, and they used to create an animal, a calf at its one third of its growth, which is at its prime, v'achlilei. And then they would eat it. They had it for Shabbos. So they used to sit there every Erev Shabbos. They created this animal, and then they had meat for Shabbos. But you see from this Gemara, the Gemara understands all the stories about the golem. The Gemara clearly says that the Chachamim made the golem. Whether the Chachamim in later generations did or didn't, that's up to discussion. But there were certainly Gedolim that were on that level, and as the pasuk says, the Gemara understands it from this pasuk. Kim avonoseichem hoyim avdilim. It's only your sins that are separating veinechem levein olokechem, between you and your God. And if a person reaches a certain level, the Gemara understands he could create a world. He could create a person. And certainly, if we hear of wonders of nisim, a moifes, tremendous things done by the tzaddikim, it's the Gemara. There's certainly, and the Gemara understands, there's no reason why not, if the person has reached that level, that the averus are not the barrier. V'chatoseichem yistiru fonim mikem, and your chatos have caused Hashem's face to be hidden from you. Mishmoa, that it seems as if Hashem doesn't hear. Ki chapeichem negoalu vadom. For your palms are stained with blood. They're dirty. Your hands are dirty with blood. V'etzboseichem be'avon. Your fingers with iniquity, with avon. When you make something, you put on the finishing touches. Your fine motor skills are very often with the finger to do the intricate finishing touches. V'etzboseichem, what you do with your fingers, it's clear that that's also be'avon, that everything was premeditated and planned out. The avon, which comes from a wrong thoughts. Sifsoseichem dibru sheker. Your lips speak falsehood. Lashonchem avla tege. Your lashon, your tongue, speaks, they utter wickedness. The Das Sofrim explains these psukim very well, the different averus. The palms are dirtied with blood. The truth is, if you look through, and we know this from our learning Nach, the Novi doesn't mince words, and he tells it exactly the way it is. Whether it's popular or unpopular, whether he gets thrown into jail, whether he suffers as a result, he says over exactly what happened. And he'll tell the kings and the populace the story as it is. And yet you don't find that there was bloodshed. There was blood in the streets. You don't find that it was a violent society. Except for in these words of Nevuah, when he's giving tochacha to the people. But in reading the history of the Nevi'im, you don't find stories of, you know, gang warfare or something like that. It doesn't exist. The Gemara understands the Gemara in Shabbos, ki chapechem negoalu v'adom, can simply mean the judges accepted bribes. They stuck out their hands, the palm of the hand, they accepted bribes, and because of that, they would pervert the judgment. And there's a lot of people who are suffering because the court system went against them. And it could be there's a person who has heartache and he's aggravated. I read somewhere that the heart attack rate is higher on Mondays. It's a physical fact. On Mondays, a person goes back to work, there are more heart attacks Monday morning than the other days. So, you know, so the truth is, if the Navi looking at it, so if somebody pressures another person to just, you know, work harder, do more, you know, on earth, well, maybe he's telling him, you got to run the marathon. The people run the marathon and the people have died. The initial one who ran in Greece, to inform the about the enemy, the first person who ran to the place Marathon, ran from Marathon to Athens, yeah, was he died when he arrived after running the 25 miles or so. But sometimes if one is pressured to do more than he can do, or he feels bad and he's discouraged, if somebody comes in and tells the patient there's no way he could live, and the patient hears that and he gives up the fight to live, there are a lot of things that go under the category of killing him, which nowadays we don't think of it like that. But kichapeichem negoalu v'adom, the Navi says your palms are like dirtied with blood. The simple meaning is the judge who takes a bribe. But it could be in general. We're like full of blood for these type of averus that are really not as severe as it seems to be. V'etzbo seichem, and your fingers, the avon, they're full of averus. Sometimes a person will write something. Again, it can simply be, as the Gemara says, the court secretaries who write down the record, the proceedings, and write down the decisions, their writing brings about bloodshed. If the person gets an eviction notice or something like that, a lot of people who, as a result, they can cause their untimely demise. But it's a lesson for all of Klal Yisrael. Sifso seichem dibru sheker. Your lips speak falsehood. And lishonchem, your tongue avla seger, utters wickedness. The tongue is inside the mouth. The lips are toward the outside. The famous pasuk we're all aware of, Hagisa bo yomum v'layla, to be occupied with Torah day and night. Some of Forshim explain the word v'hagisa as to mean to think in Torah. And others say it means to talk in Torah. But the term tegeh is a thought which are words that are more internal, whether it means to think or to speak, but it's an internal feeling. Your lips, which are on the outside, sifso seichem, your lips, which are what's visible, what we see, and what we hear, dibru sheker, those words that they speak are lies. And the shonchem, your tongue, which is inside your mouth, avla sege, the avla, the wickedness, sege, the tongue which is inside is expressing those words, is thinking those words. It could be it wasn't in a loud call, it wasn't, the sound wasn't heard, but the Navi says internally we can see there's that fault, that avla sege, even inside there's the wickedness. Ein korei v'tzedek. No one calls out in righteousness. Ve'ein nishpat v'emuna. And no one is judged truthfully. Again, the call of the Navi. Ein korei v'tzedek. On the simple meaning the Matsuda says, nobody calls out to Hashem with righteousness and with kavanas halev. And we know that it's very, very hard to daven with kavana. But if a person were to think about it from Hashem's vantage point, from the way a Navi looks at it, how could it be a person comes and he davens and he doesn't think about what he's saying? And it's something that is difficult for all of us. The Gemara already mentions the Yerushalmi and Brochus, that it's, we have to be makir tov, we have to be thankful that at least the body knows when to bend when it gets to modim. It seems to bend by itself, but we lose track of what we're saying and what we're doing. In korei v'tzedek, a real sincere tefillah, there are those who don't call out with that righteousness. Ve'im nishpot b'emuna, and there are those that are judged with emuna, with truth. It doesn't say ve'im shofet b'emuna, although the simple meaning is the judges aren't honest. But vein nishpot b'emuna could mean that the one who is being judged is not being judged properly because he's not presenting his arguments truthfully. Somebody has a case and he has an argument against another, so he goes to court. The approach shouldn't be, what do I do to win the case? The approach should be, how do I present the truth and know what the salient points are, to present it correctly and to focus on what's important so that the judge could give a correct ruling. And sometimes there would be an orche adayonim, there'd be lawyers, and the lawyers would let him know, this argument is really not relevant, you can leave that out. But don't forget to mention this, which is true. But very often a person goes to a court case, and he doesn't think about what's the truth and what's not. He thinks of what can he say to win. And if he doesn't present the case honestly, ein nishpot b'emuna, he's not judged, he will not be judged truthfully because he didn't present the arguments truthfully. But toach al tohu, trusting in emptiness, v'daber shov, and speaking vanity, speaking nothing. The trust is on tohu. This is another complaint of the Navi, that people aren't truthful. If you give somebody a word, you got to carry it out. But toach al tohu means, if a person makes a promise, you imagine to yourself, you know, I can't, he promised, but you can't rely on it. But toach al tohu. And that's the way the society is. V'daber shav, and the words that they speak, even if it's not an absolute lie, but it's vanity, it's meaningless. Horo omol. It's conceived. They conceive wrongdoing. Veholid oven. And they give birth to wickedness. Horo omol, veholid oven, means it's not an accident and it's not a spur of the moment wrong deed, but it's something that's premeditated. And very often a person has that, an idea percolates in his mind, he has this idea, and he thinks about it, and then eventually he brings it to fruition. It's almost like he's gave birth to this new project. Horo omol. And that's the way it's presented. Horo, he's like pregnant, he's conceived with the wrongdoing. Beholid oven, and giving birth to wickedness. Beitzei tzifoni bikeyu. They hatch the eggs of a tzifoni, of an adder. It's a type of very bad snake, very dangerous snake. And you see the eggs, and they look harmless. An egg doesn't look like it can do any damage, a little egg. And all of a sudden, out of that egg, it hatches and out comes out a very poisonous, a very deadly snake. Beitzei tzifoni bikeyu. They hatch the eggs of a tzifoni. V'kuri akobi shierogu. And they weave spider webs. A spider web is, the Mephoshim point out, koros are the beams. like the beams of a house that hold up the ceiling. Those are the koros. Kurei akobish is when you weave. They used to have the loom had poles upon which you spread the, when you set up the weaving, you set up the loom, it was connected to an upper beam and a lower beam. And so too the spiders weave their web. They find beams of a house, and then they swing from one beam to another, and they weave like on a loom. They make their own web. That's the term kure, from like a koros, like beams. The kure akobish, the way the spider makes its web, yerogu. So too what they're weaving, what they're making is like a spider web that has no strength to it. Their promises and their actions aren't good, and they don't bring goodness to the world. Ha'ochal mi beitzehem yomus. They're compared to, there's two types of actions. There's the worthless action of a spider web. There's the dangerous action of a beitzei tzifoni, the eggs of this poisonous snake. Ha'ochel, so first we focus on the snake. Ha'ochel mi beitzehem yomus. If somebody eats those eggs of the poisonous snake, yomus, he'll die. So to a person who swallows the bait, and he buys the lifestyle and the ways of the Rishoyim, he accepts whatever the Rishoyim say, he swallows it. He swallows their eggs. Yomus, that'll cause him to die. Vehazure tiboka efe. Zura is to like squeeze out. Vehazure. And when the eggs are squeezed, tiboka efe, a viper is hatched. The snake comes out. So when somebody who, even if he doesn't actually swallow it, but if he takes that egg and he squeezes it, he's close to it, he's attached to it, but out from that comes the efe, the poisonous viper. V'azura tiboka efe. Those are those actions of the Rishoyim that are like the poisonous snake. And those actions that aren't as bad, they're just like the spider web. Kureyam lo yiyulu veged. Their webs won't become a garment. V'lo yiskasu b'maseyim. And people won't clothe themselves with what the Rishoyim have done. They won't have any benefit from it. Maseyim masey oven. Their work is the work of wickedness, ufoal chomos pechapehem, and an act of corruption is in their palms. Raglehem lo raya rutsu. Their feet run to do evil. Vimaru, and they hasten, they rush, lishpoch dom noki, to shed innocent blood. Sometimes a person runs to do an aveira, and he's all excited and he's about to do it, and then, but there's a moment of hesitation. He ran to get there, but he hesitates. But there's no hesitation at all. First of all, there's this zrizus of running to do the aveira. Raglayim l'raya rutsu, they run to do the aveira. And then there's not even any hesitation. But vimaharu lishpoch dom noki. As soon as they come to the place, they hurry to spill the innocent blood. Which, as again, we gave a number of examples. It doesn't have to mean necessarily in the basest level of a guy who actually pulls out a knife or a gun and he kills somebody. But what's expected of us is the higher standard. That people shouldn't be abandoned in society, they shouldn't be people falling through the cracks of the social networks. And if we rush about our way and we ignore them, it's as if we're running knowing that it's people are dying, but we're running on our way. Machshavos, say a machshavos oven. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Again, of thoughts to do wickedness, showed vashever bimisilo sum. There is plunder and calamity bimisilo sum in their roads. Derech shalom lo yado. There are different words here for the past. If you look at these words bimisilo sum, there's derech. We're going to have in a moment maglosum, nesivosehem, different words, roads and paths and ways words that seem to be synonymous. But to point out, each one has its own meaning. Derech is usually a wide path. Derech hamelech neilech. The king's highway is called the derech hamelech. That's a big road. The king's highway, right. Now, even if it's not the king's highway, but the derech is a big road. When it comes to peace, that's the type of thing that society needs. So when we want to say they don't know the way of peace, that's derech hamelech, derech shalom lo yado. They don't know the derech, the way of peace. The way they're traveling, the way they're conducting their life. There's friction. People don't get along. Vein mishpat b'maglo sum. A magal is their circuitous ways, a road that turns here and turns there. Everyone has his more individual path. But vein mishpat b'maglo sum. There's no justice in their maglo sum, in that circuit. Nesivo seyem, their paths ikshulahem. They made crooked for themselves. Kol dorech ba, and all those who walk on those ways, lo yada shalom, don't know peace. He doesn't know peace even with himself. He doesn't feel a happiness if he's living the wrong type of life. Al kein, therefore, rochak mishpat mimenu. Therefore, justice has become distant from us. Velosa sigenu tzkoka. And righteousness has not reached us. Mishpat is what you deserve. And if you do what's correct, you deserve the reward. But if they're doing wrong, alkein rochak mishpat mimenu. The mishpat is distant, is far away from us, because we don't deserve it. Then there's something that even if you don't deserve it, Hashem does tztaka, like rodef tzedek u'misha, rodef tztaka v'chesed. You run, you pursue to do tztaka. So even if we don't deserve it, what about a little tztaka? What about a little help even if we don't deserve it? V'lo sasigenu tztaka. Hashem's tztaka, kindness for us, doesn't seem to reach us. It's like Hashem is trying to give us the bounty, but we have to be a receptacle to receive it. It's chasing after us, but it can't reach us because we're not able to receive it. Nekave lo'or v'hine choshech. We hope for light, but behold, there's darkness. Now, when there's darkness, you're not going to see the sun, right? That's a contradiction. You're hoping for light, but it's dark. But even when it's dark and you don't have the light, sometimes you can have a shine, like the moon. The moon reflects the sun. Or you can have stars, bodies that reflect the light. So you hope for the light, and it's dark. Lina gohos. But then you figure, okay, it's dark, but at least we can have some brightness. But we don't even have that. Ba'felos nahaleich. And we walk in a deep darkness. Where you don't even have any light at all. Negashe shachayiv rinkir. But even when somebody's walking in the darkness and there's no light and there's no brightness, but at least he has his eyesight. But for us, we seem to be stumbling. We don't even have that. Negashe shachayiv rinkir. We grope the wall like the blind. Like a blind person who doesn't, he's not even able to see, even if there would be some light, some illumination. We're like the blind. And it's even worse than that. A blind person who had his eyesight and then something happened, but he very often remembers the general layout of the neighborhood, of his streets, of the house. there's somebody who was born like he never had eyes. He was like, imagine somebody born without eyes. So he's never in his life ever seen it. So that's, he has no memory bank of the way things used to be, which is a deeper level of unknowing and unseeing. And we feel as if there were no eyes, as if we don't have any eyes. We stumble at noon, as if it, which is the brightest time of the day. We stumble kaneshef, as if it be the dark of night. Ba'ashmanim kamesim. And we are ba'ashmanim, as if in the graves like the dead. Some learn ba'ashmanim is like the place of desolation, like the grave where there's no life. That's by definition, there's no life in the grave. But ba'ashmanim, in the desolate, in the grave, kamesim, like the dead. Nehemeh adubim kulanu. We growl like bears. V'chayonim hogo nege. And like the doves, we moan. A bear gives a growl because he feels he's got a power and with strength, and he gives a growl. We start off and we feel, you know, we really deserve something good. We're demanding justice. We give a growl like a bear. Like we said right before in Pasuk Tes, Al Kein Rochak Mishpat Mimenu. We initially growl like a bear and we demand reward. And then when we realize we don't have that, we sort of focus on the tzedakah. We said before, V'lo Slasigenu Tzedakah. Hashem's righteousness doesn't reach us. That's this phrase. V'chayonim hogo nege. And like the dove that doesn't have a strong cry, it moans, it coos, it makes the sound of a dove to like call out, to plead. V'chayonim hogo nege, we plead even if we don't deserve it, we should have tztaka. Nekave la mishpat v'ayin, we hope for mishpat and it isn't. Lishua rochako mimenu, and we hope for Yeshua, for the salvation. Rochako mimenu, but it's distant for us, it's far away. We'll leave the rest of this parak for next time, and now we're in the season of the Yeshua and Yirtz Hashem. It says Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, because it's the time of the Yeshua with Purim and then Pesach, V'nisan Nigalu, V'nisan Asidim Ligoyel. Yirtz Hashem will continue next time.